Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to you about how love liberates. These last two words I borrowed from Maya Angelou, a video with the same title. My request for you today is to consider how the notion of love transforms and encourages you to push through. It's not a notion of romantic love. It's simpler and so much more profound. I feel it's a passion, a current, literally an electrical charge that helps you take that first step or the 1001 step. Some stories are linear, but given today's circumstances, I believe we can all agree that life takes many turns, sometimes so many that we get dizzy. I moved from Puerto Rico to Atlanta in June 2018. I didn't know the city. I had a good friend who lived here and encouraged me to try it out. The words that finally made me make a decision to move here were, look, this isn't a forever decision. Come here, take in the possibility, and decide what you want to do. I've always loved adventures and feel I thrive and prosper when I'm in uncharted environments. However, when you're a parent of a three-year-old, well, sometimes those adventures can look a little different. So that first year, I was working, taking care of my son, trying to figure it out, trying to get out there socially, meet people, but I was miserable. I was struggling emotionally and felt like I was just surviving. That was not the environment I wanted to raise my son in, and felt I was not being the mother he deserved. I'm not exactly sure when I found Maya Angelou's Love Liberates. I just remember playing it over and over. Her words brought me so much comfort. One day I called my son's father and said, you know what? I need you to take him. I need some time to get settled here. I'm going nuts. I surrendered to the moment and the struggle and asked for help. I needed to let go of all the stories of motherhood, the martyr, the working woman, how I could do it all. I'm also cognizant that there are other stories, probably with worse circumstances, but I don't believe in comparative suffering. If you hurt, you hurt. And from that hurt, I was parenting. For me, it just simply wasn't right. So my request for time was born out of love. Some might call it purpose or hunkering down for what's next, preparing. My point is, today, we have to assess what's working and what's not. We simply have to learn to dance with our present. That dancing comes in form of making decisions, sometimes tough ones, just really assessing and determining if we want to stay the course, change the course, whatever that may look like for you. But my wish for you is to allow yourself the freedom, the lightness to move in love, because as Maya Angelou wisely says, love liberates. It does not bind, it does not hold. As time moves forward, I ask you, how will you rise to meet the moment? My wish for all of you is to rise in love. So how am I today? I'm so much better. Still coming in terms with not seeing my son every day, but the distance makes our reunions that much sweeter. And amen to FaceTime, House Party, WhatsApp, and any video technology you can name. Lastly, consider dedicating a moment to being still, spending time in silence and going inwards. Go deep and think maybe the love that someone had for you gave you exactly that strength to keep going. The love you may have for your spouse, for your family, to figure out what's next and even the love that you have for yourself to make better choices. It can even be the love you have for your faith. Whatever it may be, that is what's going to take you where you want to go. So, move in love and detachment, keep your vibes high, and focus on what empowers you. Gracias to the TGS community for the space and the time. I'm so humbled to share my words with you today.